Hello, good people. Welcome to, I don't know, mini milk. Do you want to call it that? Probably going to do about 10 minutes, but I had to do this and give you a context of how absolutely fucking pissed off I am about what I'm about to talk about. We'll have to get out of this Airbnb in an hour. This is probably the only regular predictable internet I've got, so I have to say this. I read this morning, right? And it's from a former Labour staffer, Ben Sellers. And now, obviously, people can release their submissions to the Ford Report now that it's been published and it's in the public domain. So, straight into it, I guess. So, what we've got here, Ben Sellers. Another short extract from my Ford Report submission. As a member of the social media team, I also experienced difficulties in dealing with the staff at Southside. I had less dealings with the permanent staff there than my colleague, name redacted, who permanently worked for Jeremy. But I witnessed and experienced Labour Party staff's behaviour that really shocked me. Southside staff regularly blocked content from going out, in brackets, with no reason, delayed the production of graphics and videos, and acted almost as if they were on strike or a go slow. Things that could have been produced in minutes took hours, and in some cases days, when it was clear that they didn't have anything pressing to do. Staff support was regularly refused. This will go on, but I'm going to cut in at this point. You might have seen this if you follow me writing as well, right? People like us were working for fucking free while these were doing nothing for money within the context of the one chance we had to give hope for everybody living in poverty. This is disgusting. It goes on, though, and it gets worse. The Labour Party's graphics video team, who were supposed to work alongside us, were particularly obstructive. Often we would have to walk up to the fifth floor where they were working to ask why things were taking so long or why content had been blocked. Social media is 90% about speed and timing. Absolutely is. So it was extremely frustrating to have to keep chasing work. One particularly galling incident was when the graphics video team withheld some Ken Loach footage. I wish my dog would shut up. Zeb, shut up. Sorry, Zeb. Which had been couriered over to us from his office in Soho. We were perplexed as to why it hadn't turned up and eventually established that it had been delivered to that team several days before, but had sat at their desk without them notifying us. They knew that we were waiting for the footage, and clearly, in any case, if something is couriered to you in the middle of a general election campaign, the chances are it is extremely important. Again, I'll cut in at this point. That is meddling in the democratic process. Could it be any clearer? And also, it's gross misconduct. So why are these people not being sacked? For, as far as I know, these people are all still working for the Labour Party. So anyway, it goes on. My filmmaker colleague Simon Baker, who sadly died last year, was so overjoyed at receiving this footage, offcuts from Ken Loach's party political broadcast, having visited the studios in Soho where Ken Loach was based and discussing with him how this footage could be used for social media. It still angers me that Simon had less time and was forced to work in a rush because of that team's behaviour. They were not the actions of political colleagues, nor even people in the same party. I cannot begin to tell you how apoplectic with rage I am. I mean, you can probably tell because obviously the context of what I'm doing here, when I really don't have time to do this, but I have to do this. I'm telling you now, right? These people are still working for are they even working for the Labour Party? In line with all this other stuff we know about the culture there and the so-called compliance unit, about ringing bells and celebrating when they've suspended good party activists. Like, if you now still vote Labour or in any way, like, see them as some kind of tool of emancipation, then you lack self-respect. It's time we draw a line under this now. More and more this kind of thing is coming out. Now, we look at how the media are reporting this now and the outcomes of the Ford report versus what happened then and the treatment that Corbyn and whatnot got from these absolute fucking ghouls in the media. Turns out, Corbyn, as we know, could have beaten the Tory party by 2,227 votes spread across seven marginal Tory constituencies. It references in the Ford report that this meddling was happening, but they couldn't say whether it affected the course of the election. Hello, logic calling. So we've got all these wankers working against what was happening. Meanwhile, on the outs, people like myself was in a stress position 16 hours a day with three devices working for fucking free. And I was turning down paid work at the time because I figured once we get this happening, it's better for everybody. And this is the one chance we have. These arseholes were working against that by holding back content. We know this, right? Like, we've built a following by being first sometimes, you know, when we could, right? This whole thing ruined my fucking life. What that then unleashed was like a spinal surgery and subsequent recovery, which is only recently now, 5 years later, and all of the other complications that went on from that, better. These arseholes were sitting with their fingers up their fucking arse, doing nothing, actively working against a Labour government whilst taking money from the Labour Party, which was our subs, our money. Also money from the trade unions as well. Like, if I just cannot countenance how anybody can still give these fucking dickheads any time at all. How can you do it? How can you play this game of fucking 5D chess? Oh, well, if Starmer does this, did it? The lying bastards. They actively worked against us getting hope for millions of people living in poverty. And how do you know it's not going to be you next with this cost of living crisis? You don't. So many millions more are being dragged into this. Look at what Martin Lewis is saying. He's saying, like, while the Tory party piss about with this leadership bullshit, it's going to be too late in terms of the energy price cap rise. And this money that they're dishing out anyway is not going to be enough. So the whole system is fucked. Democracy is dead. We need root and branch reform, and it's got to start from people on the ground like you and I. That's why I'm taking time now to get this fucking shit out when I've got an hour to pack down this fucking Airbnb. Anyway, much love to all as ever. Gotta go, because I've got to start putting things in boxes and actually post this fucking podcast on the audio. Also as well, if you want to support our work in the Time Honored Tradition, please go to patreon.com/cowdaily. That's patreon.com/cowdaily. Big up all the people who fucking know. Love you. Bye now. Fucking hell. Absolutely raging. Cunt. Bye. See you later.